is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend function marking conclusion of celebration of 50 years of Sikkim statehood. Reporting being held in two polling stations for Tripura Tribal Council elections today. And Directorate of Meghalaya Tourism says it's open to dialogue with Green Tech Foundation regarding project at Umiam. The news in details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Sikkim on a two-day visit from 27th April, Chief Minister Prem Singh Thalang said yesterday. Mr. Modi will attend functions at the Lok Bhavan and Paljor Stadium during his two-day visit. The Prime Minister will hold a roadshow from Libing Helipad to Lok Bhavan upon his arrival in Sikkim. The Prime Minister will attend the function to mark the conclusion of a year-long celebration of 50 years of Sikkim statehood at Paljor Stadium on 28th of April. Repoll is being held today from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Hirapur SB School under Pekwa Jala Jame Joynagar Constituency and Pat Maidam SB School and Ramdev Thakurpara polling stations under Kulai Champahor Constituency. The Tripura State Election Commission had ordered repolling in three polling stations for the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council elections following alleged EVM tampering incidents during voting on 12th of April. Counting of votes will take place on 17th of April. With the counting of votes for the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council general elections scheduled on 17th April, the Tripura Motha Party yesterday submitted a memorandum to State Election Commissioner Manoj Kumar demanding that the counting process be conducted in a peaceful and transparent manner. A three-member delegation led by Industries Minister and Tripura Motha Party General Secretary Bishakhetu Debbarma handed over a memorandum outlining key demands regarding the counting process. Polling for the council elections across 28 constituencies was held on 12th of April, recording a voter turnout of 83.52%. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday attended a program celebrating women empowerment and awareness on the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, which provides 33% reservation for women in parliament and state assemblies. A special parliament session beginning today to 18th April will focus on finalizing rules and implementation modalities with the objective of rolling out the reservation by 2029 elections. Office bearers of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam held a press conference at Aizawl Press Club yesterday, expressing their delight over the passage of the Women's Reservation Bill and ongoing discussions regarding its implementation. Convener P. Lalrem Sangi Fanai stated that the law underscores women's rights and aims to significantly empower women across the country. She described it as a transformative measure intended to uplift women, marking a new milestone for India. The Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, formerly known as the Constitution 108th Amendment Act 2023 or the Women's Reservation Act 2023, was passed unanimously in Parliament. The Act proposes reservation of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. The Director of Meghalaya Tourism, B.L. Pakintain, yesterday said the department is open to dialogue with the Green Tech Foundation despite recent developments surrounding its demands. She said that the department is willing to hold discussions if GTF agrees to participate and appealed to the foundation to withdraw its protest and resolve the issue through dialogue. Ms. Pakintain also noted that the Chief Minister, Deputy Chief Minister and Commissioner and Secretary Tourism have already issued clarifications stating that no permanent construction will take place at Lumphongdeng in accordance with the project agreement. Reaffirming the department's commitment to dialogue, Ms. Pakintain expressed concern over the ongoing hunger strike by GTF members and urged the foundation to respond positively for an amicable resolution. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik met Union Minister of Development of Northeastern Region, Dona, Jyoti Aditya M. Sindhya in New Delhi yesterday. The governor emphasized the state's youth potential in sports, seeking modern facilities and highlighted kiwi cultivation as a strength. He sought expeditious approval for kiwi as USP in Arunachal Pradesh's proposal under the Northeastern Council. Governor Parnaik also advocated for establishment of an integrated pack house with a solar cold storage at Shergaon Horticulture Farm in West Kameng District. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh yesterday held a meeting in Imphal with internally displaced persons from Kangchuk. Mr. Singh heard the concerns raised and other grievances brought up by the people. The Chief Minister reiterated the government's assurance to provide essential daily needs to the displaced persons. He also met a delegation of representatives from 28 villages of the peripheral areas of Komidok, Hill Range and Imphal West. He assured them that all administrative issues raised by them would be examined and the safety and protection of the villages ensured. The Director General of Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera, concluded a comprehensive multi-district visit across Manipur yesterday. Accompanied by the Inspector General Assam Rifles South, the visit spanned Kethil, Mandi, Palel, Kakching and Churachandpur. They focused on reviewing operational preparedness and spearheading community centric development initiatives to ensure a robust and responsive security grid. The visit commenced at Kethil Mandi Garrison on 12th April, where the Director General was briefed on local security dynamics and administrative infrastructure. The Director General lauded 140 personnel at Mantri Pukhri Garrison for their steadfast dedication, awarding 6 individuals for their performance. In Churachandpur, he visited the UNAU Skill Development Center at Kuga and also inaugurated the water sports and tourist facility at Geljang. The Director General joined the Dalai Lama Battalion to celebrate their 107th Raising Day at Veng Churachandpur. The Annual Job Fair 2026 at DK Convention Hall in Arunachal's capital Itanagar yesterday drew over 40 companies from diverse sectors, including agrotech, digital services and hospitality. Organized by the Department of Youth Affairs, the event also showcased employment prospects in tourism and allied industries with local enterprises. The self-enumeration process under the House Listing and Housing Census for Census 2027 will begin today across Arunachal Pradesh. This will continue till 30th April. Following the completion of the self-enumeration phase, the House Listing and Housing Census field operations will begin from 1st May and continue until 30th of May. During this period, trained census enumerators will visit households across the state to collect data. Residents are advised to keep necessary information ready, such as details of family members, type of housing and availability of facilities. The Kohima police has arrested 5 persons in connection with the sale of a suspected counterfeit cosmetic product in the district. In this regard, a case has been registered at North Police Station under relevant sections of the law. Police informed that the 5 accused have been taken into custody and investigation is underway. The police advised public to purchase cosmetic products only from authorized sellers, verify product authenticity before use and report to authorities about suspicious products. The advent of the Bengali and Assamese New Year 1433 was celebrated yesterday as Navabarsho and Bohag Bihu. Tripura welcomed the Bengali New Year 1433 Bongo Bda with traditional fervor and festive spirit on Poyla Vaishak. Devotees thronged temples across the state, especially at Lakshmi Narayan Temple in Agartala, offering prayers for prosperity and well-being. Traders marked the day by opening new Hal Khata or ledger books. Sri Ganesh Puja was performed on the first day of the year. A vibrant fair near the temple and various cultural programs added to the celebrations as people bid farewell to the old year and welcomed the new with hope and joy. And before we end, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend function marking conclusion of celebration of 50 years of Sikkim statehood. Reporting being held in 2 polling stations for Tripura Tribal Council elections today, and Directorate of Meghalaya Tourism says it's open to dialogue with Green Tech Foundation regarding the project at Umiam. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.